So Hugh Jackson had some high praise for you again today. Excited to have you back, and talked about your yards per carry last year. I mean, again, when you kind of hear that from him, what does that mean to you?
It just lets me know, you know, he believes in me, have a lot of faith in me, and I just appreciate that. I appreciate him, you know, for being the person he is, the coach he is, and, you know, I like his style, the way he coaches, and, you know, I just appreciate him as a person.
You said you're poised for a big year. Do you feel that way, and do you feel like what they did on the offensive line free agency really means there's going to be a real commitment to running?
Yeah, I know, you know, just the type of coordinator Hugh is. He likes to run the ball, and, you know, I feel like it's going to be a monster year also.
Do you think you're always having to prove yourself? You know, not only contractually, but, you know, as far as in the league and maybe even with this organization, they constantly keep saying, well, he's there, but, you know, maybe he's got another big one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to that because all my life, you know, that's what I had to do. I always been, you know, like the underdog, so I always, you know, had to prove myself, prove that I was, you know, as good as I am. So it's not a problem for me. I mean, to your question, you know, yes, it's always be like that. So, I mean, you know, coming in, you know, that's how it was. So, you know, I mean, I just take it in stride.
Yeah, Isaiah, you're kind of late in arriving and signing. Something keeping you busy?
I really don't know. I really don't want to talk about that right now.
Was it an unhappiness with the situation?
I feel like, you know, I mean, everybody wants a, you know, a long-term deal. That's just, you know, that was one of my goals. But, you know, I'm just here right now trying to get better with my team and just trying to have a winning season. So I'm just focused on myself
Did
and my team.
Today?
I mean, I can't speak on that right now. I don't know. I'm gonna do what's best for me, you know, when the time comes. But, you know, everybody, you know, wants a long-term deal. So, you know, that's the goal, and, you know, that's what I'm aiming for. But, you know, I'm just trying to focus on winning and getting better right now.
Is that a dead issue here, or is it still open to happen before the season?
I really don't know. So
you could make an argument that this offense isn't going anywhere and the team isn't going anywhere until it figures out quarterback. What's your thought about whether this team has a chance to finally figure out quarterbacks?
I really feel like we have a lot of talented guys at the quarterback position. I feel like either of those guys can get it done. We just out here trying to work, and everybody's trying to get better together. So when the time comes, we'll see. I feel like each of those guys are very talented, and they got the capability to get it done.
When you saw the moves they made on the offensive line,
right,
bettering that, bolstering it, what did you feel? Has a direct connection with the guy that plays your position, doesn't it?
Right. You know, I was just happy about it. I was happy about it just because I know, you know, how strongly Hugh wants to run the ball, and, you know, we talked about it at the end of last year. And, you know, he told me we would be way better running the ball this year. And, you know, I got faith in it, and I believe him.
When you look back on last year, what did you think? Were you happy with it? Could you have done more? What was your assessment of last season?
I feel like I could have done more. But, you know, we have a lot of talented guys on our team. So, you know, I'm not a greedy guy. But, you know, I feel like, you know, I got what it takes, you know, to help my team win, and I wanna contribute as much as I can.
He said he had to talk with you when you showed up, when you reported. Mm-hmm. What did he say to you? What was his message?
Message was just come back and, you know, just get in the rhythm, meet all my teammates, and just you know, just keep working, you know, and just do it for me, you know. My goals. You know, they're going to stand regardless. But, you know, just come back up here and keep working for me, you know. See the big picture.
Did he address the fact that you might not be happy with your contract situation?
Yes, he addressed it. We talked about that. And, you know, it is what it is. I know Hugh can't just control everything. So, you know, that's where we are with it right now. You know, both sides, we're trying to get something done. But, you know, we're just trying to get it done right.
All the running backs that had more yards than you last year, got 40 or 50 or 60 more carries.
Right.
If that were more closer, would you say you're one of the best backs in the league?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, of course. But I know, you know, if I had, you know, some of the carries that, you know, other running backs, I know I would, you know, have the same yards, if not better. So, you know, that's how I see it. And, you know, I'm very confident in myself because, I know how the work I put in and I know, you know, how talented I am.
Is that a source of frustration at all?
It's not a source of frustration because I feel like if a person knows football, then, you know, they know exactly what's going on. So it's not, I don't have to come out and say what's going on or speak about it, but I feel like you know football, you know. So
when you talk about wanting a long-term deal, a lot of guys, you know, might say, well, they were 1-15 last year. Why wouldn't you want a long-term deal somewhere else?
Right.
Why would you want one here?
I'm comfortable here. I like my teammates, the coaches, just the atmosphere, everything, you know, about being in Cleveland. I've been here. This is going on my fourth year now. I'm comfortable. And it's really just my teammates and just, you know, just being around everybody up here. You know, I enjoy it.
Girl, what goes through your mind when you see other guys sign long-term deals like Christian yesterday?
Oh, I'm happy about it. Me and Christian came in together. And, you know, we always talking about getting long-term deals. We always talked about that since we came in. So I'm very happy for him. You know, I'm happy for him. I'm glad to see him, you know, get paid.
Any tweens of why not me or am I next?
Not really, because I know, you know, you got to be patient. God does, you know, does things for a reason and does them, you know, on his timing. So I can't really just say, oh, I should be now, or I should have been then, or nothing. I'm just waiting, you know, just waiting for my time.
Hugh still talks, you know, your contract situation aside. You know, when we talk to Hugh, we ask him about you and things like that. He still, you know, speaks of you much like he did last year. Like, he really views you as a centerpiece within his offense. Is that, I guess, somewhat of a consolation for you? I mean, it'd be easy for the team if, you know, if they don't have a guy locked up long term that, you know, they could minimize that player, but they don't seem to be wanting to do that with you.
Right. I mean, I don't know the situation, but, you know, my goal is to get a long term deal, but I don't know their situation. I can't speak on it.
They good? Hey, Crow, considering the way you entered the league as an undrafted free agent, that would be quite an accomplishment for you, wouldn't it?
Right. Yes, it would. You know, coming in as an undrafted free agent, you know, I didn't get a signing bonus, you know, just stuff like that. And I knew, you know, what type of player, capital player I was coming out, but I knew other people didn't see it. So, you know, I had to get up here, work hard, keep my nose clean, and just, you know, show everybody what type of person I am and what type of football player I am. So, you know, I feel like I've done that. So, you know, it is what it is right now.
You said earlier you think it'll be a monster year individually.
Right.
How are you feeling about the team coming off of last year?
Well, I feel like the team is, you know, is looking very good. You know, I feel like, you know, we got a lot of talent. We put a lot of pieces together where we needed them. You know, just getting a lot of talented players, I feel like, you know, we have a good chance. And I feel like, you know, we're going to do something special.